this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Okay. The Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be in January. We're skipping the December meeting. And that date will be announced probably next week. And that's going to be held at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Moonville. Everyone would be welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to connect the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? Come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. I believe I may be the only one here. It looked like John was in here, but I think he dropped off.
Okay, well, good evening, Kevin. Glad to have you check in again. I hope things are going well down your way. So, what's going on at this point? KD2 PFM and 5AOW.
Hey, good evening, Bob. Yeah, KD2 FPM out here in Oneonta. Good evening to you and to everyone up in North Country. Yeah, we got 33 degrees under clear skies right now, so it's getting a little chilly out there. Last 24 hours, I've been really bugging hard on getting things ready for the upcoming winter season. Serviced my Jeep yesterday, and then today I got my snowplow and took it down to the local TV station. They got a nice little garage area that I can utilize, so yeah, I fixed a couple broken pieces and replaced some stuff that needed to be mended and whatnot. So topped off the fluid. So we're in good shape for the upcoming season. So that'll be nice. On a good note, from a ham perspective, last night the Oneonta Amateur Radio Club had their monthly meeting and we had a test session. And one candidate showed, and that candidate, who's a good friend of mine, passed his test, so he will be getting a call sign here soon as he got his tech level. So we'll congratulate him one of these nights when we can get him in to check in with us here. So we'll be looking forward to that about next 7 to 10 days to maybe get him on the air. All right, well, I tell you what, Bob, you might want to check back because I think Jeff's dad, John, he was in here momentarily. It looked like he dropped off. He might have come back, I hope. This is KD2 FPM saying 7-3, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, very good. And yeah, I think your temperature is pretty close to what ours is, and yeah, I think it's going to be dropping. It seems like the skies are a little clear tonight. Had a nice day today, and I think the result is going to be a cooler night, probably equal to what we had last night. Yeah, I know what you mean with the plow, getting that ready. I did mine a couple of weeks ago, pulled it in the garage, and it's scraped everything, wire brushed it, did the maintenance on it, and then repainted everything so it looks like brand new again. I have a tendency to do that every year. I think the salt just makes a mess of them to begin with. And, yeah, sounds like you're getting ready for that, I'll say evil S-word at this point. Well, with that, you have a fine evening, and 73, have a good day tomorrow. And we'll make another call for Echo Link Stations. John, if you're out there, you're welcome to check in. This is N5AOW.
Yeah, Bob, be advised, I didn't see him come back in. KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for the eye on that one. I don't have that facility up and running yet. All right, with that note in mind, this is N5AOW for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
KC2WI.
KC2MBU.
Okay, we've got KC2MBU, KC2WI, and N2PFM. We'll start with George. George, what's going on? How are things up by your way?
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody on the net. We've got a temperature here of 32 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 25 to 46. And they've been vacillating for some time on trying to get the Vogelsang coal wood stoves. But I was reading some reviews on it tonight, and it said as a coal burner, it's fine, but when it comes to wood, it just eats the wood like paper. And believe me, I don't need something like that, that's for sure. I mean, I'm heat mostly with wood anyway, so I'm glad I saw that. I'm not vacillating about that anymore. I'm sticking with my Wonderwood stove. See, I think they do make a coal grate for it. I might, probably not, but I might go that way too, so I can go either way, wood or coal. But that's about it. There's really nothing else new going on here tonight, so we'll say God bless, and 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, I know what you mean with some of these stoves. They certainly do a number with the wood. You know, years ago when I was a kid, we had a coal furnace. And we used coal. We used an item called coke back then. I don't know exactly where that stood in the pecking order of coal and what have you, but anyway, I guess it was cheaper to burn, and it burned equally as well. I think the problem there might have been in the ashes and making clinkers there, because I remember as a kid we used to have to do a shaker on it and get things through, but that may be another option if they still have that type of thing available. So, well, I hope you find something that works out a little bit better for you that way. All right, 73, you'll have a fine evening, and we'll see what Pete's got in store for us. KC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
KC2WI. Well, it's 32 degrees. I would have thought it was a little colder than that. It's pretty clear, but we'll see what happens. I just got back here from the meeting a few minutes ago, and brought in a little bit of wood and doing the dishes here, and getting ready to call the night before too long. Not too much going on, I guess. I'm going to have to dig around a little bit more, although I have no idea where my notes from the past couple of digital workshops are. I would not have thrown them out on purpose, but they were just sort of scribbled on a scrap paper, so it's possible. But I had them in my, for a long, long time, I had them in my bag with my little netbook. And it should be a little bag, but the netbook was, netbook and a bunch of, you know, all my copies of my diagnostic CDs and a USB hard drive and a USB CD-ROM drive and a USB floppy drive and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, but I had them in there because that's where I used to take that with me. So I took them out. I took those couple, three sheets of paper out. And I just went through my whole box. It's just a box, basically, but it's my amateur radio file. And I went through all that. I would have thought I'd have just thrown them in that file. They're not there. So it's a mystery. So I may have to sit down. I probably need to go down, sit down, go through it again anyway on another notebook that I will then uninstall and, you know, use for the demo to then reinstall. So that's it. And if I really have time, what I should do, I've got probably three or four or five used laptops that are, I should probably haul them all over there with me and offer them for sale for ham radio use. I've had luck with that in the past, you know, where the general public isn't necessarily looking that much, but hams are looking for something inexpensive. They don't mind if it's a little older because, you know, you're going to run FL Digi and stuff on it. And the other thing is, you know, it's there right now and you can get it. So I don't know if I'm going to get to that or not. But, you know, it would be nice if I could make a couple hundred dollars of sales for all the effort of doing the workshop. I don't know that's what happened. Anyway, other than that, I guess not too much going on here that we didn't discuss tonight at the meeting. And we'll be looking for everybody at the dinner, I think. Okay, I was wrong when I said tomorrow. Tomorrow. This time last year, it might have been already snowing, but in any event, this time last year, or on the 19th, I have pictures of, you know, about a foot of snow here or more. Foot. I can't remember. It was a good foot. I took two snowmobile rides. I think it was the 19th and the 20th, but maybe it was the 18th and the 19th. I don't really remember. If I did that, I only have pictures of the 19th. I got pictures of, completely, you wouldn't necessarily know it wasn't January. Snow pictures up on Van Arnhem Road and the snowmobile sitting out in front of the Branningham General Store and stuff like that. And of course, a few days later, Pitcher Pond almost two-thirds frozen over because it was early in November and stuff like that. And that's not going to happen this year, which is fine with me, but we'll see. Hopefully the snow they're saying for this weekend, they'll change their mind on.
Paul, there was snow on the ground, so I think at that point it had already started, and I don't know if it had the collection or quantity of snow that you were referring to at that point, but there was a fair amount on the ground, if I do recall that. I was thinking about that on the drive back home tonight. So. Okay, well, thank you, Ray, for checking, Pete, for checking in, and I think your temperature is pretty close to what we have here, because I know right now it's 20. Looks like 27, so it's dropping down pretty quick, and the night is clear, so. All right, Pete, you have a good evening, and I hope you find the notes anyway.
Ray, KC2WI, how you doing?
KC2NVU. We got 28 degrees up on the hill here, and we're just doing up the auction sheets for tomorrow's auction. I'm going to call it a night. Over.
Okay, Ray, so sorry about the call. I was looking at Pete's call when I was reading yours and sounded off with his. Sometimes that happens, you know. I gotta make that link a little firmer between the gray matter and the mouth. I think the gearing slipped a tooth on that one.
Yeah, it has something to do with age.
Can attest to that, you're right. Well, I hope everything is going okay with you. Seem like, this is the time of year that things kind of go wacky sometimes. They go a little sideways and you can't get them back on track again, but, well, I do my doggonest to try anyway. Doesn't always happen that way, but hey, the effort was there anyhow. Alright, Ray, you have a fine evening, and hope tomorrow is a good day for you. 73. We'll make another call. See if anyone else cares to join us. This is N5AOW.
Yeah, until PFM was an answer about that call thing you were saying.
PC2WI.
Okay, George, and I got Pete in the background, too. Go ahead.
Okay, what you were talking about is coke. That's coal that the gas has been taken out of. That was that's how they used to make your gas back then, your cooking gas or heating gas back then. They called coal gasification. They'd heat up the coal enough that the gas would come off it completely, and then the waste product from that was the coke. At that time, they used to sell it cheaper than you'd buy coal for. However, I know in recent decades, coke is almost twice as expensive as coal now. So I think that's the answer there. N2PFM clear.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know it was coke, and I know it was cheaper than coal at that time, because I was in my early teens, I guess, at that time, maybe even mid-teens, and I do recall that. KC2WI, Pete.
Yeah, I'm looking at my 2004 record archive, and it says on the 18th was Tuesday, and I went to the club BARC meeting. So, and then on the 19th it says snow removal, and snowmobile to Brandingham. So, evidently, if it was snowing on the 18th, it wasn't too bad. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember if it was like fighting through the snow on the way home, but obviously we didn't cancel the meeting. But on the 19th, first item on my list of what I did was snow removal. and then I went to Brandingham for lunch on the snowmobile. But anyway, so that's the timetable, and let's hope that it's a month later than that this year. KC2WI.
Roger, on the month later, I know what you mean. We can have a little bit for Christmas just to make it white. And it may be a warm day the day after and it can go away this coming year. Or maybe not necessarily totally snow-free, but at least a heck of a lot less than we've been getting. And a little bit warmer. That'd be kind of nice. Be a treat for a change. All right, I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would care to join us. Says N5AOW, that control for the Black River Valley service net. Okay, well, for me, I had a pretty good day. I went down to help a friend for a bit, got out, took the dog for a run a couple of times, and had some fun with him. He's a character. We haven't had him that long, and we're just starting to be aware of his
personality, or I should say, he's making us aware of it. And I'll tell you what, he's a trip. But finally with everyone, and just, you know, a real charmer. Always begging. Well, other than that, not a whole lot going on. We did have the meeting and enjoyed that. Always nice to get together and visit with everybody for a bit and see what's going on and see what kind of progress is taking place. So, that's pretty much it. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
K-A-2-Z-N-Z,
Jack, how you doing?
Getting wiped out by Rochester. K-A-2-Z-N-Z.
Okay, when you get a little space there, Jack, just jump in. We've got the time, and you've got the nickel. Yeah, if you got a clear shot, go ahead, Jack.
Oh, okay. The other receiver has been coming up constantly. So, I was just hoping you heard me come in, give you an extra count. Almost 9:30, so I got to get ready for Octane here. But, not too bad a day down this way. You got up to about 54, 55. Low this morning was 26, and I'm sure you got a lot colder than that up that way. So, I'll say 7:30 to all. KA2ZNZ.
All right, very good, Jack. Well, I'll be in touch with you later. Check in on that one and visit for a second or two. Yeah, I figured you might have had a warmer day than what we did. When the sun was out, it was nice. But I'll tell you what, you got the shade this morning. It was quite cool. Okay, with that, I'll make another call. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Ray, Pete, George, and Kevin down in Oneonta for checking in this evening. Everyone have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for your use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Until then, 73KD2FPM is clear.
Like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome after the tail drops.
And finally, OW.
KC2NBU.
Impossible, I guess, tonight. But I did get the very end of KC2NBU, hello Ray. And I suspect the other one in there was N5AOW, but I can't really be sure. Well, we'll try it one more time. Maybe I'll get a break on it. This time it's ID'd and somebody keyed it and everything else. So we'll try it one more time. Any stations that I missed, any stations that would like to check in, come after the tail drops, please. Okay, N5AOW, yep, I saw it was you, I thought I could hear it. I can hear voices sometimes through the override, but can't always make out who they are. Okay, very good. I haven't heard N2W, or Dennis, WVX. Is he a snowbird? Is he away for the winter? If anybody knows, let me know. Yeah, we'll make one more try. Any additional stations or any answers to that? KA2000Z.
I couldn't help on that one, Jack, N5AOW. I haven't heard him either in different situations, so I'm not really sure about that. N5AOW clear.
Yeah, okay, very good. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, Bob's been kind of conspicuous by his absence here for about a month now. I think it's almost. I could look it up here, actually, but... anyways, just, you know, kind of concerned when I don't hear people. Okay, thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73 is above. Have a good evening, and good day tomorrow. KA2000Z.